Chapter 4, Wizard of Menlo Park. Jack ran after Annie. He caught up to her outside the huge building made of glass. She was standing in line waiting to buy tickets.
Listen, Jack said breathlessly. We've got to make a plan. What if we suddenly find the sorcerer? What do we say to him? What if he tries to use his powers against us?
We use a rhyme, said Annie.
Which rhyme? Said Jack.
How many, children? Interrupted the ticket seller. They'd reached the front of the line.
Two, please, said Annie, holding out some coins.
The man gave her two tickets, and Annie turned back to Jack.
Let's go inside and see if we can find the sorcerer. Then we can figure out which rhyme.
Okay, but be cool, said Jack, so the sorcerer doesn't notice us.
Jack and Annie walked through the entrance of the glass building.
Oh, man,
whispered Jack. The Hall of Machines was the size of a football stadium. It was filled with thousands of people and thousands of machines. Motors roared, wheels spun, gears clanked.
What kind of place is this? Asked Annie.
Jack pulled out their guidebook and read aloud.
In the Hall of Machines, you will see machines from all over the world, bringing alive the world of engineers and inventors. You will see how cloth is sewn by machines to make clothes. You will see an exhibit of an automobile powered by gasoline, and of course you will see a collection of inventions by the American Grand Prize winner from Menlo Park, New Jersey.
Look at that, Annie interrupted.
She pointed to a mechanical walkway overhead. The walkway circled the entire exhibit hall. Sightseers gazed down on all the exhibits.
We can get a look at everything from up there.
Good, said Jack. Maybe we can spot the sorcerer.
He put away the guidebook and led the way up the stairs. They stepped onto the crowded, moving walkway and peered down at all the people milling about the exhibit hall below. There were lots of men dressed in black coats and top hats. There were American cowboys and bearded men in Arab robes and headcloths. But Jack didn't see a single scary-looking guy in a hooded cloak. As Jack and Annie moved slowly over the exhibits, the air grew hotter and the sounds in the hall grew louder. Hammers hammered, sirens blew, bells rang, whistles whistled. The voices of other sightseers swirled around Jack and Annie.
What genius! The Age of Machines! He's the Wizard of Menlo Park!
Did you hear that? Annie shouted to Jack. Someone said something about a wizard.
I heard, said Jack. The Wizard of Menlo Park. We just read something about Menlo Park.
He pulled out their guidebook and found the page he'd been reading. He read aloud.
And of course, you will see a collection of inventions by the American Grand Prize winner from Menlo Park, New Jersey, Mr. Thomas Alva Edison.